Sunday, Terce. O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Come, Holy Spirit, ever one with God the Father and the Son. Send forth your overflowing grace, and with your love our souls embrace. With all our strength and mind and voice, we sing your praises and rejoice. Inflame our hearts with love anew. May all the world have love for you. To God the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit three in one, may praise and honor, glory be to you, eternal Trinity. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Aleph. They are happy whose life is blameless, who follow God's law. They are happy who do his will, seeking him with all their hearts, who never do anything evil, but walk in his ways. You have laid down your precepts, to be obeyed with care. May my footsteps be firm, to obey your statutes. Then shall I not be put to shame, as I heed your commands. I will thank you with an upright heart, as I learn your decrees. I will obey your statutes. Do not forsake me. Bet. How shall the young remain sinless? By obeying your word. I have sought you with all my heart. Let me not stray from your commands. I treasure your promise in my heart, lest I sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my tongue I have recounted the decrees of your lips. I rejoiced to do your will, as though all riches were mine. I will ponder all your precepts and consider your paths. I take delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Gimel. Bless your servant, and I shall live and obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see the wonders of your law. I am a pilgrim on the earth. Show me your commands. My soul is ever consumed as I long for your decrees. You threaten the proud, the accursed, who turn from your commands. Relieve me from scorn and contempt, for I do your will. Though the powerful sit plotting against me, I ponder on your statutes. Your will is my delight. Your statutes are my counselors. Dalit. My soul lies in the dust. By your word revive me. I declared my ways, and you answered. Teach me your statutes. Make me grasp the way of your precepts, and I will muse on your wonders. My soul pines away with grief. By your word raise me up. Keep me from the way of error, and teach me your law. I have chosen the way of truth, with your decrees before me. I bind myself to do your will. Lord, do not disappoint me. I will run the way of your commands. You give freedom to my heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the letter to the Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Continually I shall sing of the Lord's mercies, and ever proclaim his faithfulness. As we celebrate today the mystery of Christ's resurrection, we ask you, Lord our God, to renew us by your Spirit. Grant that we may live in thanksgiving and in the hope of one day sharing in the fullness of joy in your presence forever and ever. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.